It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Prather here with another session of Medical Frontiers. This is the 4th of May, 2025, our first show in May. And it is Viral Hepatitis Awareness Month. So whenever these months come up with different disease processes and so on that we talk about and have awareness shows, this evening we're talking about hepatitis C, prevention and treatment. And we have a very important guest with us this evening. She's an expert as far as hepatitis is concerned, and she is none other than Dr. Venkat, Dr. Divya Venkat. Dr. Venkat, how are you this evening?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on the show tonight.
Well, you're very, very welcome. And hepatitis, it's an inflammation of the liver, and there are a number of things that can cause hepatitis. But tonight we're going to be talking about viral hepatitis, and there are several viruses that can cause hepatitis. And we're going to be talking about primarily hepatitis C this evening, but tell us a little bit about that. There's C, there's B, there's A, and they're all viruses. But is C the most important one as far as prevention and treatment is concerned?
All of the hepatitises, like the viruses, are largely preventable and treatable. And so I think all of them are pretty important. They're all contracted in different ways. Hepatitis A and hepatitis B both have an associated vaccine, and both are pretty readily available. So we generally, when someone comes into a primary care clinic, they may be screened for both of those to see if they've ever had exposure or a vaccine previously. The good thing about both of those, again, is that there's vaccination, so they are largely preventable. Hepatitis C at this point does not have a vaccine, but we do have some pretty incredible and rapid treatments out there, which makes it worthy of discussion.
Who is most at risk for hepatitis C?
Hepatitis C can be transmitted basically through any blood contact. We think about people, for example, if you're doing homemade tattoos and you're using your own gun and using the same gun on different people, if one of them were to have hepatitis C, you could technically give hepatitis C that way. Another group that we really consider is someone who people who use drugs, especially people who use intravenous drugs and people who smoke drugs through things like glass pipes. Those are ways that you can definitely contract it. Another way is through sexual intercourse. Basically, if there's blood transmission in any way, you can contract hepatitis C.
Okay. And who should be treated? Should the entire population be screened, or just those that we would consider to be at high risk, like drug users, that type of thing?
That's a great question. The USPSTF actually updated their recommendations, saying that anyone over the age of 18 to really be screened at least once in their lifetime for hepatitis C. People who are at a higher risk, so people who use drugs, people who are smoking with a glass pipe, people who are in close contact with someone who has hepatitis C or someone who's doing homemade tattoos, those people should be screened at more regular intervals. The reason they actually changed these recommendations is because the treatment for hepatitis C is so much easier than it used to be. Now you can actually treat hepatitis C in either an 8 to 12 week course of medication, and the side effects are really limited.
Well, that's great. As far as tattoos are concerned, if you have tattoos in a tattoo parlor, they are regulated by the state in Pennsylvania, right? And they have to use sterile techniques and so on. So the chance of getting hepatitis C at a legitimate tattoo parlor is pretty low.
Yeah, it's a much lower risk. You're exactly right. But that's why it's important to make sure you're asking the right kind of questions when you get a tattoo.
Okay. As far as healthcare workers are concerned, we're at risk because you may be treating a patient who has hepatitis C, especially if there's surgical procedures or starting IVs and, there's a spout of blood, et cetera. So healthcare workers are at risk.
Yeah, especially if you are doing something like a hands-on procedure that's involving someone who has an active hep C infection. You do have to basically give kind of like a lot of blood in order to contract the infection. So, for example, if you were doing a surgical procedure and you had a major cut on your hand while you were actively exposed to blood, then you could technically contract it there. We usually recommend screening people who have recent contact at 3 months.
I see. Okay. So if somebody, has a cut on a finger at surgery or something like that, or during surgery, the chance of that causing an infection of hepatitis C in a patient who is being operated on, it's pretty low.
Yeah, it's much lower.
Mm-hmm. Okay. About the treatment, has the treatment been around for a long time or is this relatively new?
There's been treatment for hepatitis C for many years. If you or anyone else who's listening has heard of interferon, so the interferon days, interferon was a medication that was used to treat viral hepatitis C. Unfortunately, it was very poorly tolerated and it took quite some time to treat. A lot of people who started the treatment actually didn't even finish the treatment because it was so difficult to tolerate on the body. Mm-hmm. In the past, I'd say like decade or so, we've really seen these medications that are like tablets that you can take and have minimal side effects. There was Harvoni, and more recently, we prescribed medications like Mavyret and Epclusa and Vosevi. Those are medications that are well-tolerated, they're short-duration treatments, they have a really, really high cure rate.
Okay, part of your practice is addictive medicine. Are we seeing more, less, or a steady flow of people who are addicted to IV opiates?
Oh, in general, just like is the number of people with substance use disorder rising? Is that the question?
The question is, is the addiction population getting larger, staying the same, or decreasing?
Yeah, I think that's a hard number to quantify. And I think part of that is because, I think previously when people used drugs, they weren't really able to talk about it, and treatment was more difficult to find. At this point, there's more people who are focused on this population and making sure they have access to treatment and appropriate care. So it might be that we see more people who might have a substance use disorder just because we're actually screening for it and doing a good job in healthcare. So it's a kind of a complicated question to ask. Mm-hmm. Other things like the drug supply changing also make it a little bit harder to quantify because the drug supply is making it much harder for people who use drugs to stay mm-hmm. safe.
How about needle exchange programs? Are they effective?
They're extremely effective. There's a lot of data actually that shows that in cities where there are syringe service programs, there's been a really significant drop in HIV and hepatitis C transmission rates, which is incredible. The data that I'm citing is mostly out of New York, but you can see that basically across the country in any city that has a syringe service program. The great thing about them is people can get supplies in which they can use drugs and keep themselves safe. but they also have access to people who can inform them of best practices, and also they can access healthcare.
Okay. Once somebody has hepatitis, are there other complications that can occur with the liver if the hepatitis C is not treated? I think there's some certainly increase in liver failure if it's not treated, and also the possibility of liver cancer.
Yes, you're exactly right. So cirrhosis, if it goes untreated, can lead to, hepatitis C, if it goes untreated, can lead to cirrhosis, which is basically scarring and fibrosis of the liver. That basically means that your liver becomes non-functional at some point. So that is one of the major complications. Really, the most effective treatment for cirrhosis, we do a lot of things to manage the symptoms, but the only cure for cirrhosis is really a liver transplant. It can also lead to things like hepatitis C can also lead to things like hepatocellular carcinoma, which is another type of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. This is May is the Viral Hepatitis Awareness Month. So if you have had hepatitis, if you've been treated for it, if you think you might have hepatitis, give us a call at 866-391-1020. We would love to hear your story. These calls are anonymous. We don't know who you are. So if you are a user and you'd like more information about this topic, it can be done anonymously. 866-391-1020. This is...
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Viral Hepatitis Awareness Month. We'll be back. Okay, we are back on Medical Frontiers. And May is Viral Hepatitis Awareness Month. So give us a call at 866-391-1020 if you have questions about hepatitis, if you have a history of hepatitis that have been treated, or you think you might need to be treated or diagnosed. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. Dr. Venkat, once you have had the hepatitis virus, is it always in your body forever?
Yeah. So basically, when you get any type of virus, your body starts to develop antibodies. It starts to try to fight off the virus. Hepatitis C is no different than that. So most people will contract hepatitis C through a variety of routes. And a lot of people actually clear the virus, which means that they might have a positive antibody, meaning they've had an exposure, but their body was able to fight off the virus. Some of those people go on to actually carry the virus and have not developed they might have the antibody be positive, but they still have the virus. Those are the people that we try to treat. If you have a positive antibody, but their viral load is negative, which is what you should get after you have a hepatitis C antibody positive, then you don't need to be treated.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about if you get to the point where you have liver failure, you've been a positive and treated for hepatitis C, but your liver has worn out and you need a liver transplant. Is there a possibility that once you get the transplant that you could also, that liver could be infected by the virus?
Yeah, so usually when people have hepatitis C and they do have cirrhosis and they enter liver failure, there's still a way to treat them. We usually treat people in those circumstances with a liver specialist called a hepatologist. Generally, before someone gets a liver transplantation, you want to make sure that the hepatitis C has been treated. You're right, though. If someone, any type of transplantation can also, if the screening is not done properly, then you can still get the virus. That's actually how, previously when we thought about hepatitis C, we thought a lot of the baby boomers, we call them, had contracted the virus is actually through blood transfusions because blood was not properly screened. However, in the 90s, we really started to screen blood really well, and now all blood products are screened for hepatitis C and HIV before they're considered for even giving it to someone else.
Mm-hmm. There is no vaccine at this point for hepatitis C, but I'm sure there is research being done and there's work in developing a vaccine. How far out in the future do you think that's going to be before a vaccine will be approved by the FDA for hepatitis C?
That's a really good question. I think I've read about and heard about some attempts to try for a hepatitis C vaccine. I think that kind of depends on where research goes in general. But I think one thing to know is that might not be now, that might be in 5-10 years. But the good thing is, again, we have really, really effective treatments. So I think when we consider what's going on with hepatitis C, a lot of focus is actually being put on treatment and making sure that everyone who should be tested and treated is getting access to that.
Okay. Is the incidence of hepatitis C actually greater, say, than it was 5 years ago, or is that another one that's hard to tell?
So based on the county numbers that we have, it does look like hepatitis C is on the rise. So in the last year, I think in 2024, the most recently reported data showed an increase from 2023. When you look at that number, you think, oh my gosh, hepatitis C is on the rise. What are we going to do about that? But it's also what we have to consider is that are more people actually being tested? So are we actually seeing a higher positivity rate because we have more access to hepatitis C testing and treatment. Again, That number is, it does look higher, so it seems like there might be a greater incidence of it, but it also might be that we're testing more, which would be a really positive thing in the world of hepatitis C.
Okay, let's go to our phone lines, and our first caller is Dan. You're on Medical Frontiers. Do you have a question?
Hey, everybody. I'm always glad to listen to you and hear the topics you talk about. But about 10 years ago, I had hepatitis C. I went to the doctor for the first time in like 30 years, and they tested me. He said, you have hepatitis C, and you have the kind you can thank you, because I'd witnessed to him about God saving me. And I told him that I'm not sure what I have. He says, you have hepatitis C, but you can thank your God that you have the six-month stuff, not the 1 year. And he gave me Pegasus and interferon. And I had to inject my stomach and take a pill every day. And it was vicious. But he gave it to me. And the night I took the first bit, and he took a viral load on me right before I took the first one. And he called me the next day. I couldn't get out of bed. I was so sick from the stuff. And he says, you have to come to my office immediately. I'm like, oh, God, how am I going to do this? I drove in there, and he's standing in the middle of the room with his hand out. I said, what? He says, shake my hand. You are hepatitis free. Your God healed you. I said, what are you talking about? He says, your viral load says zero. That's impossible. You had that for over two decades, and yet you have zero viral load. Now, you don't have to take the medicine because you don't have it. But just in case something's hiding in there somewhere, I suggest you take it. And I took it, you know. But he told me. He was a Muslim. And he said that my God healed me. He says, when you go to a dentist or any doctor and they ask you the question, have you ever had hepatitis? Right, no. Wow.
Wow.
What do you say about that?
No, okay, Dr. Vedkat, do you have a comment to make?
Yeah, like I had mentioned before, I mean, first of all, that's an incredible story, and I'm so glad that, you know, you didn't actually need the medication to completely treat it, that your body was able to handle a lot of that for you. I've also heard how miserable
God handled that. God took that away.
Yeah.
He said, there's no other way. It's impossible. What has happened is impossible. And see, the reason he also operated on me for a lower scope and upper scope, and when I could go under anesthesia, I start preaching. I can't help it. And he went to my wife and says, can you tell him to stop? There's many Muslims in the room, and he's talking about Jesus. And she says, there's nothing I can do about it. Every time I get put under anesthesia, I start preaching, because I'm a preacher.
Well, everything that helped, that's great. And we're happy that you are now viral-free. That's good news. And thanks so much for the call. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Vedkat, quite a story. And so if you get treatment, you can be helped very, very quickly.
Yeah. Okay. That's incredible. And, you know, that's the nice thing about the virus is the antibody might be positive, but you might not actually have the viral load. So it's really important that you get the confirmatory testing, which I'm so glad that your doctor was able to follow up with you on that.
Yeah, that's really great. Okay, we need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about hepatitis C this evening. This is Viral Hepatitis Awareness Month. We have Dr. Vedkat on from Allegheny Health Network. She's an internist and a specialist in addictive medicine and taking care of folks who have hepatitis. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. We would love to hear your story. We'll be
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Come back after the break. Okay, we are back on Medical Frontiers. For the next segment, we're talking about May being Viral Hepatitis Awareness Month. We have Dr. Venkat, who is our expert this evening on hepatitis C and giving us more and more information about how it can be diagnosed, how it can be treated, et cetera, et cetera. We talked about the possibility of a vaccine sometime in the near future. And if you have a question about hepatitis C, give us a call. 866-391-1020 is how you can get in contact with our expert this evening, Dr. Venkat. We talked a bit about some of the risk factors and so on. How about in are there any genetic predispositions to these viral hepatitis, these viruses, the virus that cause hepatitis, people in families and so on? Are you more susceptible with certain genetic factors and so on, or is that not a factor at all?
Not that I'm aware of. I believe it is, as far as like progression of the virus to actually not clearing the virus, I have not read of anything where there are genetic factors that predispose you to clearing the virus or not. So I don't believe it's related to any type of genetic component.
Okay. And what are some of the systemic things that happen? Do people, are they tired? I know if you have hepatitis and it's severe enough, you can start getting jaundiced. The whites of your eyes can turn yellow. Your skin can turn yellow as your bilirubin goes up. But what are some of the other symptoms that you can get if you have hepatitis?
So hepatitis C is unfortunately a virus that you may not feel that you've even contracted. It takes quite some time for it to progress to cirrhosis or liver fibrosis. So most people may not even know that they're carrying hepatitis C, which is what makes it a pretty tricky virus. Occasionally, people might have elevated liver function tests, and they might feel like their abdomen is a little bit more uncomfortable, but rarely does that happen. Most of the time, people get hepatitis C and aren't even aware that they have it.
How long does that usually take? Are we talking about weeks, months, years, or all of that?
Usually for it to progress into cirrhosis or liver fibrosis, it takes years. So we're not really seeing young people who have hepatitis C for a few years who are coming in with cirrhosis. We're seeing people who've had hepatitis C really for like many years. I mean, I don't have an exact timeline on that, but usually the people I've seen who have cirrhosis from hepatitis C, they've had hepatitis C for like 10 years.
If you have been treated for hepatitis C medically, can you still be a blood donor, or is that a no-no?
You know, I'm not totally sure. You should be able to because of there is no virus, but I think by screening techniques, they usually check for hepatitis C antibody, so there might be some limitations due to that.
Okay. And this is not a virus that is passed by sexual contact. It has to be blood-to-blood, right?
It actually can be contracted sexually. So even with sexual intercourse, you can pass blood-to-blood. The one group I did forget to highlight was also in pregnant women. So pregnant women that have hepatitis C can actually pass that virus also to their children. That's one way that hepatitis C is actually transmitted to babies. So it's through like pregnancy and vaginal delivery.
So it does cross the placenta. The infant can be hepatitis C positive when they're born.
I don't know if it necessarily crosses the placenta, but I think it's more when like a baby is born.
I see.
Babies and mothers do mix their blood
I see.
Delivery. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if a woman is hepatitis C positive and has a delivery, is the baby then tested for hepatitis C?
Yes, usually the baby is also tested for hepatitis C. I'm not sure at exactly what age they're tested for hepatitis C, but they are tested for hepatitis C.
Okay, and they would then receive the same treatment, of course, in smaller doses and so on, but they can be treated also just like the mother can be, right?
And I think usually children are treated a little bit older, not when they're necessarily babies, but I'm not exactly sure. I can't remember what age range it is. But children can be treated for hepatitis C, but not like infants.
I see. Do we have any idea, and I think I asked this question before, but maybe I didn't word it right, but in the country, do we have any idea how many people would be hepatitis C positive?
I don't have that number offhand, but we do know that, you know, technically cases are on the rise. And again, it's not clear if it's because there's more testing that's happening or is the virus actually being spread more rapidly.
Okay. How about other countries in the world? Is hepatitis C also seen in Asia, Europe, Middle East, and so on? Or is the United States sort of the forerunner as far as hepatitis C is concerned?
That's a great question. So hepatitis C is, you know, present in all parts of the world. What we know is that the United States does have rising cases. Again, we have an increased rate right now of hepatitis C, but you do see hepatitis C in other countries. So places like we see it in like Europe, in Africa. As far as who is actually leading the cases, I believe in Africa there might be higher rates. There might be some higher cases of hepatitis C, and that's like northern Africa.
Okay. Is there any relationship between these viral hepatitis cases and HIV?
So basically the way that HIV and hepatitis C are contracted is the same, right? It's basically blood-to-blood contact. So people who get hepatitis C are also at a risk of getting HIV. So when you get tested for hepatitis C, many times you'll also be tested for HIV. If you're at a higher risk of getting hepatitis C, you should also be getting tested for HIV, and vice versa.
Okay. All right, we need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about May being Viral Hepatitis Awareness Month, and we're talking especially about hepatitis C with Dr. Venkat, who is an internal medicine physician at Allegheny Health Network and is an expert in treating viral hepatitis and also in treating HIV. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. We will be back after the break. Okay, we're back for our last segment of Medical Frontiers. This is Viral Hepatitis Awareness Month, May of 2025. And so that's what we're talking about tonight, especially hepatitis C. And so give us a call at 866-391-1020 if you have questions about the subject. And let's go to Linda on the phone lines. Linda, you're our next caller. Good evening.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is I often hear an announcement for people from that was born in 1945 to 1965 to get a checkup to see if they have hepatitis C. And I'm wondering what is it that is particular to that age, that group of births, that would lead to that. And I did have one person tell me once it was about blood transfusions, mm-hmm. but I'm just curious because I was born in 1957.
Okay, Dr. Venkat, how about that period of time in there? Significant?
Yeah, Linda, that's a great question. So basically, before the 80s and 90s, we really weren't screening blood for hepatitis C and HIV. So essentially, if you'd gotten a blood transfusion during that time, which is when the baby that those years you cited were, you could have contracted hepatitis C just because you weren't really screening blood. Now we screen blood, so it's not as much of a concern. But we screen people in that age range to make sure that they weren't exposed to hepatitis C through a blood transfusion.
Okay, does that?
Oh, how interesting. Thank you for that information. Maybe I should go get a screening because, like I said, I was born in 1957, and I didn't hear of this until, last few years.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Venkat, would you suggest that she be tested then, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that anyone over the age of 18 should be tested and definitely within that age range.
Okay. All right, Linda.
Well, thank you so much for taking my question, and have a good day, y'all.
Okay, Linda, you too, and get tested. We have mentioned HIV infections a bit, and we've come such a long way in that, have we not, Venkat, as far as having medical treatment for people who are HIV positive. You want to say a few words about that?
Yeah, so I think HIV is really one of those diseases that, thankfully, because of people who advocated, a lot of people who actually had HIV and AIDS were at the table fighting to make sure that treatment was available. We've made a lot of progress, especially since we really started seeing the virus in the 1980s. At this point, it's again a very treatable disease. It's a disease that there are many different types of medications. There's injectable medications if you can get your viral load under control, and we have a lot of access to those medications. So HIV is definitely another disease process where testing goes a long way, and treatment is something that's very accessible and can be done in many different types of care settings.
Is treatment lifelong, or can you be treated and then for a period of time and then you don't need any more treatment? How does that work?
At this point, treatment is lifelong for HIV. We do not have a definitive cure, but again, that is something that is in the works.
Okay, how about a vaccine for HIV?
There's not a vaccine for HIV at this point, but but there is a medication you can take to help you not get it. So if you are someone who knows that you're in situations where you might be engaging in sexual intercourse, or someone who's using drugs, for example, and might be exposed to HIV, you can take a medication called pre-exposure prophylaxis. This is usually through the medications Truvada, Descovy, and also there's an injectable medication called Apretude. All of these medications help prevent you from getting HIV. Even if you're on these medications, you still have to get screened for HIV to make sure that you didn't like miss a dose and in that window you contracted HIV. But these are really good preventative measures for not getting HIV if you're a high-risk individual.
If you're a high-risk individual, is that medication to prevent something you would have to take on a chronic basis? You don't take it one time and then that's it. You're protected forever. You have to take it continuously?
We generally suggest that people take it continuously, but there have been some updated recommendations. So, for example, if you're not someone who's having sexual intercourse every day, and you know when you're going to have sexual intercourse, and it could potentially contract HIV through that, there's actually a way to take pre-exposure prophylaxis a few days before and a few days after your intercourse to protect you from getting HIV. But generally, we recommend people to take it every day.
Mm-hmm. We talked about the incidence of hepatitis. How about the incidence of HIV? Is it decreasing, staying about the same, or increasing?
Again, so those numbers, what we're seeing is there have been more outbreaks recently of HIV in certain communities. And that is likely because of poor access to things like syringe service programs, not enough access to things like pre-exposure prophylaxis. But overall, it seems to be, from what I know, on the decline. That still means that we should make sure that preventative measures are in place, like things like syringe service programs, access to condoms, access to pre-exposure prophylaxis to make sure we're protecting really vulnerable populations.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. It's time to say goodnight. Thank you, Dr. Venkat, for being our guest this evening. We've gotten a lot of information. We really appreciate it. And for all the listening audience, good night. Happy May Day. And we will be back in 1 week. Good night.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.